This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Kevin Dukeshire, political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. 34 days ago, voters in Minnesota went to the polls to select winners in a variety of races, but the only one still to be determined, U.S. Senator, as incumbent Republican Norm Coleman clings to a lead over Democratic challenger Al Franken as the recount process in the Gopher State moves forward. Kevin joins us now to talk about where things stand and when we might actually have an official declared winner of the contest. And Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Where exactly do we stand right now?
Well, right now we finished the actual recount procedure, the procedure of counting the ballots on Friday. Now next week, the state canvassing board will meet to certify the recount results. So we have a week here where some counties are counting out they're going through their absentee ballots and the ones that were rejected to see if any were improperly rejected. On this Friday, the state canvassing board will take up that issue and decide whether or not to consider those ballots. And then next week, the board will reconvene to meet to actually certify the results of the recount.
What about the issue of challenged ballots? Each campaign has the option of rejecting or challenging a ballot that it doesn't believe is either clear or perhaps is incorrectly counted. What is the standard for that, and how many challenged ballots are we looking at?
Well, both campaigns together challenged about 6,600 ballots. Now, each campaign since then has decided to withdraw several hundred. The Coleman folks at this point have withdrawn about 650. The Franken campaign announced today that they had withdrawn another 400 challenges, so they're down about 1,000. These are ballots where it may not be clear entirely just which candidate the voter intended to vote for. And each campaign has the option of saying that, you know, I'm not sure about that ballot. I think we want to examine it further to make sure we've got the intent correct. So now, history tells us that most of these challenges, in fact, fail. But there certainly will be a few anyway where the voter intent is unclear, and those will be more than likely be rejected. And the body doing that work will be, again, the state canvassing board when they meet next week.
We know that once the official canvassing was done, it was Coleman by a little more, I believe, than 200 votes. What's the margin unofficially right now as the canvassing board gets ready to go through this process again?
Well, the margin unofficially right now is Coleman by nearly 700 votes. And that is mainly because there was one precinct in Minneapolis that is still not being, its votes have not been counted, because the precinct is short 133 votes from what was recorded on Election Day. So what's happening is the officials in Minneapolis are looking for those ballots, if in fact they are missing, or short of that, trying to figure out why the discrepancy between the count on Election Day and what they've got now. Until those votes are accounted for, Senator Coleman will remain up about 700 votes. Now, we know from election night that was a precinct that Mr. Franken won. So the margin will be much narrower, and the margin that we're keeping track of here at the Star Tribune has Senator Coleman by about, it's 192 votes at this point. We think that margin is closer to the truth at this stage anyway.
We're talking with Kevin Dukes, your political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And Kevin, I remember when the saga was going on in the Florida recount in the presidential race 8 years ago, in talking to some of the folks who worked on the Bush team, they said it was imperative for public relations, as well as obviously getting the victory, was to keep the vote count always in their favor. To this point, the Coleman campaign seems to have been able to do that. How important is that for public perception on who should be the next senator from Minnesota?
Well, I think it's very important, and we've seen the part of that strategy bear fruit. I think there was a recent poll that was taken just last week saying that 67% of Minnesota voters believe that in the end, Senator Coleman will win this election. I think that's very important because we all expect that a legal challenge is inevitably going to follow the recount certification and on the part of the losing candidate. Now, if Mr. Franken files suit, and we expect he would should he be the loser in the race, he will have to battle, in addition to the legal argument, he'll also have to battle the perception that Senator Coleman probably won this race. And so that's very important. It's interesting to note, too, that the Franken folks, using their own arithmetic, say that they're actually four votes ahead of Senator Coleman, what they do is they include all the challenge ballots in their count. They assume that the challenges will all fail. And if you put all the challenge ballots back in the mix, they say Mr. Franken is ahead by 4 votes.
Interesting theory there. What about the candidates themselves? They obviously have an army of lawyers and political operatives involved in all this on both sides. What have Franken and Coleman had to say publicly in terms of how they present their efforts to the public here?
I was thinking about that today. It's interesting. We have not seen much of either one of those two in the last 2 to 3 weeks. They've, as you suggest, the public face of the campaign has been mainly their lawyers and their spokespeople. And I've been to a number of these press conferences along with my colleagues, and I don't believe that there's been a one of them on the recount where either Senator Coleman or Mr. Franken has stepped forward to the mics. So they're laying very low. They're letting their, as you say, they have big teams on each side doing this work, and they're letting those folks take charge.
Kevin, you mentioned about 3/4 of Minnesotans, regardless of who they voted for, expect Coleman to come out on top. Is this
according to this poll? Yes.
According to the poll, right? Is there a consensus that the state is kind of hanging on this race? Is there a lot of drama among the population?
Well, there is a certain amount of drama, but I have to tell you that it's not quite like Florida with the hanging chads and all that. We have a very straightforward system here. You fill in an oval in order to vote, and for the most part, that seems to work fairly well. I think there's a great deal of fatigue surrounding this race. I mean, people are reading our stories. There's no doubt a great deal of interest of it, not only here, obviously, but around the country. But I think in Minnesota, people really would like this to be over with in some way. And it's interesting, too, there was another poll over the weekend which asked voters who they would vote for if the election were held today, and the percentages it turned out to be almost exactly what they were on election day, with Senator Coleman at 41%, Franken at 40%, and the third-party candidate, Dean Barkley, with 15%. So, yeah, clearly the state is, people can't decide who they want to be senator, and you know, we're seeing that right now.
So, at this point in the year, folks are probably more concerned about whether the Vikings make the playoffs, right?
Oh, that's important, too, obviously, and as well as how to pay for a Christmas gift this year.
Exactly right. Kevin, thanks so much for your time today.
Good to talk with you.
Kevin Dukes, your political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. This is Dateline Washington.